the battle of Armageddon. Brother Dan.
The battle of Armageddon. You know, this is the title of the fourth volume, and it's the title of Study 11. The battle of Armageddon, the battle of the great day. Brother Russell breaks down the chapter first by looking at various symbols used in Scripture and says, so complex and peculiar will be the conflict of the day of vengeance that no one symbol could describe it. Accordingly, many forceful symbols are used, such as battle, earthquake, fire, storm, tempest, and flood. It is the battle of the great day of God Almighty, when he shall gather the nations and assemble the kingdoms to pour upon them his fierce anger, even all his fierce anger. There are two remarkable types in the impending catastrophe that is to affect the whole world. The first, we have the trouble that came upon typical Israel, and second, the French Revolution. You know, Brother Russell uses these as types to picture our day. No matter what conditions are in the world, people always, always want more. Brother Russell uses the phrase, the people will always demand their real and their fancied rights. Israel wanted their freedom from Imperial Rome, and the French people wanted their rights. And as a result, in both illustrations, blood flowed like water. When the conditions are fully ripe for the great coming trouble, revolution, it will probably be a most trivial circumstance that will cause it to come into the world. It is said that in the French Revolution, it was a woman banging on a pot, calling attention that there was no food available. And so the complication was lit, and the French Revolution proceeded. Brother Russell progresses from there to identifying who would comprise the Lord's great army. He suggests that it would not be comprised of any of the standing armies of the nations, or that his saints would be a part of it, but that it would probably be, as the prophet Joel says in chapter 2, it would be a great people and strong, and all will be a wilderness as they pass by. But it will not come in one time, but in waves or pangs, as travail come upon a woman during childbirth. I believe that we have been experiencing these pangs and waves of trouble ever since our Lord's second presence in 1874. Brother Russell says that it will be comprised of all those in society who are fed up, and we've seen so many of the illustrations already preceding us, that those in society that are fed up with the injustices that are being put upon by those in power, as they will not give the people into the people's demands. Brother Russell next deals with the conditions of the battle, of this battle unprecedented. The present earth society will be totally cast off, and it will be impossible to reestablish the present order. Why? One, because it has evidently outlived its usefulness and is inequitable under the present imperfect conditions. Two, because of the general diffusion of the secular knowledge. And three, because the discovery of the priestcraft has long blinded and fettered the people with error and fear and will be shown to be frauds, as previously brought out. And four, because religious people in general, not discerning the present world is ending, and that God is in the process of establishing his kingdom in the earth. Brother Russell next deals with the term, the time of Jacob's trouble. And we all recognize that this will be the closing feature of the gospel age and the opening up of the millennial age. This feature is portrayed by Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others. It is when all of her, that is, regathered Israel's lovers or those who support her shall leave her, and she stands alone against the hordes of Gog and Magog. Who are coming down to take a spoil, Ezekiel 38:10-12. It will be in the midst of the trouble, when Israel has no hope of survival, that God will reveal himself as Israel's defender, as he did in the ancient times. There is much more on this subject, but time does not permit going into an in-depth study today, because of the Jacob's trouble. You could spend a whole hour and even then some on that. But let it suffice that it will be the beginning of the establishment of the kingdom here upon the earth, the physical. And we're going to get more into that in the future presentations. Brother Russell closes the chapter by showing the disharmony of the armies of his day, which will only get worse as time goes on, especially when these armies are being called upon to fire upon their own people. And in closing, when looking at this chapter in 2013, we see little to change and can only expand upon it. It is like we're reading the headlines in our newspapers and computers today. And I'd like to read the last paragraph in the foreword to the fourth volume in 1916, when Brother Russell says, "How glad we are that man's extremity in this time of trouble will be God's opportunity. He is waiting to be gracious. He is waiting to pour upon mankind the blessings of the millennial kingdom for 1,000 years, for their uplift and out of sin and death, out of the sin and death conditions, back to the image and the likeness of God. He foreknows that they must first have their lessons. He will show them, or he has shown this already to those who have seeing eyes by granting them more than 40 years of dawning of the dawning period, which, however, instead of bringing blessings and happiness to the world, have brought more and more discontent. The Lord will allow mankind now to go to their length in carrying out their own plans and schemes. He will allow them to demonstrate the fertility of all of these schemes, and that nothing but the divine imposition will save them from the wrecking of their own of their entire fabric and the destroying of the world."
Thank you so much for that, Brother Dan.